And we begin with the news just in about a possible threat to hundreds of jobs in County Clare. Our business editor, Will Goodbody, has the story. Will, what can you tell us?
Well, it concerns a company called Molex Onya. They've been operating in the Shannon Free Zone area since 1971, so very established around there. It's a large US multinational and makes a range of electronic components for use in a variety of different industries. These include data communications, consumer electronics, industrial, automotive, commercial vehicle and medical. And it's one of the largest employers in that area with over 400 staff working there. What we know at this stage is that staff have been called to a meeting with management this afternoon. A spokesperson for the firm confirmed that a meeting is due to take place, but declined to say what it is about. However, there are growing fears for the future of jobs at the company, although we'll just have to wait and see exactly what transpires later on. Molex, Ireland's parent, Molex Incorporated, is based in Illinois in the US. It's been around for over 75 years. It was bought 6 years ago by US conglomerate Co Industries for $7.2 billion. 10 years ago, the company laid off around 100 people in Shannon and cut pay by around 5% as a result of a sharp fall in demand for its products. But that, of course, was at the height of the global economic crash. And it has been trading, we understand, steadily since then. So clearly, this is a very anxious time for staff in Shannon as they await news of what exactly is happening. They and we, I suppose, should know more about that later on in the afternoon.
OK, so that meeting happening with the more than 400 staff this afternoon, and more from Will and the rest of our business team on this at rte.ie/business.